Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, April 5th, 2015. My name is Sucharita, and it's a pleasure to be joining everyone here around the globe to participate in a weekly meditation and also an open discussion here through Sundays with Sucharita, this free weekly call service that is offered at Pillai Center. And welcome to all of those of you who are joining for the first time, or maybe those of you who have been coming since we started. Welcome to the program today. It's a really powerful time to gather because it's the weekend that people are celebrating the start of Passover, and also it's Easter Sunday with some beliefs that it's this weekend, others it's next weekend. And regardless, it's a power time in the year. As we know, the sun is transiting Pisces, the 12th zodiac sign, and that's the sign of that we're swimming around in consciousness. So we're trying to cleanse our consciousness, bring us to a deeper level of understanding of what our soul wants to express. And so that's what we do here in Sundays with Sucharita. We observe the movement of the sun, and because the sun represents our soul, we want to every month see how the sun is going to impact us. So the sun in Pisces is going to be impacting our consciousness, helping us to cleanse away old belief systems, bring in a new energy, our new understanding of who we are in the world, who we are expressing ourselves to be in our lives. Because we can never be the same from moment to moment, and that's where people get stuck. They, think about the past too much or think about the future, and they can't be present in the now. And that's a big buzzword, isn't it? Be in the now, live the now. Do the now. Even Dr. Pillai has a program he wants to put out. It's going to be called Nowizing. So, and that just means to be really present. So as you're listening here in this program today, and then as we're going through the meditation together, really focus your attention. So being in the now is being able to focus attention. So keep the attention on what it is that your soul is trying to reveal to you. So, well, what's the language of the soul? So the language of the soul, as all the masters and Dr. Pillai have shared, is going inside doing meditation. But not only that, having the proper sounds that activate the soul. So it's the language of the soul is the language of the ancients in the traditions that Dr. Pillai hails from, the Siddha tradition. He brings in the teachings that help to transmute any negative energy or any karmas that are no longer serving us. And then when we go into a meditative state, we go inside, we shut the outside world off just for some time, and then we see what we need to see. And everybody's going to see something different. And seeing isn't just limited to the physical sense of seeing, of sight. It's experiencing. It's feeling. It is hearing. It is sensing. It is. It can be seeing light, colors, visions. So everybody has a different perception when they go inside of what it is that that is going to be revealed to them. So that's why they said that the ancient seers were rishis. They were saints. They were those who could go inside and then pick up that divine energy that or a message or spiritual transmission or knowledge that could be imparted on others. So that's what we're here to do, is find out the God within us and experience that. So without further ado, we're going to go right into the meditation. I hope that everybody's ready to do that. Usually we have a longer intro. I think it's more important for us to experience this energy of the sun today that is going to illuminate that which our soul wants to express to us. So we're going to use a meditation or go through a meditation that Dr. Pillai has put out just a couple of months ago. And I've been compelled to share it with everyone here, guiding everyone through it. And it's going to open up the different parts of the brain and then also to bring in a lot of clarity so that we can experience the consciousness of wealth. So wealth as in spiritual wealth and then wealth as in material wealth. So we want to have that our connection to our higher selves, our God selves, and then to bring in that consciousness of having abundance and wealth in our life and so that we can express that in our everyday actions and then attract that to us. So let's see how it goes. This is part of the call where we invite you to share in the open discussion. If you need to go, that's fine. The recording will be posted to Sunday's Wish Retreat, the blog, on the Pillai Center site. And then you can listen to the rest of the recording and then use the meditation if you want to throughout the week ahead. And wishing you a lovely Sunday with family and friends as you celebrate Easter, if that's what you do. Or be in meditation. This is a great time to immerse yourself in meditation because that will help to cleanse the body, mind, and soul. And especially on a power day like this, where you can really tap into the empowerments that are available. That will take you to greater understanding of what your soul is trying to guide you to express yourself in your life and with your interactions with others. So have a fabulous week. And then those of you who are going to join us for the open discussion, you know what to do. You just press *6, and this is the point of the program where you can ask questions. You can share your experience about the meditation or maybe some teachings in your life. So you just need to press *6. You can do that anytime. Don't worry about interrupting me. So if there's any, are there any questions or did you want to share your experience about the meditation in particular? Or do you have any questions about the offerings or the services, the programs that are available on Pillai Center or Astrovid? Those are Dr. Pillai's sister companies. This particular meditation that we did today was part of a meditation. It was only part of a meditation that he had shared during Mahashivaratri, which is a time of the year that you celebrate a full night of connecting to divine archetype Shiva, whose energy can give you prosperity and enlightenment. So there are a couple of really powerful meditations and mantras that we didn't cover today that are available if you purchase that webcast that is offered on Palai Center. It's called The Night of Wisdom. We'll provide the link with the write-up. Yagna will does a lovely job of the write-ups every week. And she can just put that link in from the store post. For those of you who weren't able to participate on during the live part of it, and that as you experienced today, that it's a very powerful teaching. It's eternal. So when your soul is ready to receive that kind of empowerment, then the divine says, okay, we'll make it available. So for some reason, I was compelled to share that with you today, and I'm happy to do that. And I'm also happy that it was a kind of like a little appetizer for everyone, experience, and then they can decide if they want to purchase the full package and then get the empowerment from Dr. Palai in the webcast. And then there's also transcript. It's written transcript, so you can follow along. And then there's audios, MP3s, that you can also download to your computer or your smartphone or iPad or tablet, whatever you have, that you can listen to or watch. And then receive the blessings that come from the Master. And then also you can experience that as a daily practice and really activate the brain. It's so important to clear our brain. Our brain is a unit that picks up and processes information. And it can be, get congested. And it can cause us to be confused or can cause us to be irritable or frustrated or, have that feeling of giving up, meaning that what's the point? And, there maybe that's all true. That is one perspective. But just know that when life changes, for the better, and because you've made the efforts to cleanse your brain, to cleanse your mind, to cleanse your body, to feel a different energy coming in, more light, more intelligence, more freedom, and you feel more relaxed, then there's clarity. And with clarity, you can create a new reality or attract in your life, as we did today, practicing the sounds for prosperity and enlightenment. So that webcast is available on Palai Center. And then there's other programs that have parts of this teaching in there as well. And then you can look on Palai Center and see what resonates with you. So another thing we do here, since no one's interrupting me, I will invite you to do that anytime. So what we have, we've been experiencing sun moving, transiting through Pisces, which was mentioned at the beginning of the call. And it's been transiting since about mid-March. And now it's coming to its final week or so, where it will transit on the 14th of April, which is a really, really powerful time of the year, because that represents the Vedic New Year. So just as we celebrate New Year here in the West, January 1st, is if you haven't, we didn't really pay attention to it and didn't set your goals, or you set your goals and maybe you've manifested whatever it is that you want to manifest, good for you, congratulations. And then if you didn't, then you get another chance to reset goals. So press the reset button and you can start again, fresh. And why it's a powerful time to start versus maybe in January 1st, where the sun was in a different sign. The sun is in Aries. It's in the first sign of the zodiac. So when it's in the first sign of the zodiac, it's all about the personality. You can focus on creating a new you, a new outlook on life. And then you're in alignment because the sun represents the soul. And then Aries is the first sign. So the sun being in Aries, it's exalted there. It wants to show you how your soul can be expressed in your life. And then people will be seeing you in a different, a whole new way. It also coincides with springtime, so it's a great time to have a fresh start, a fresh outlook. It happens to fall on a 11th moon, which is a moon that's associated with Vishnu's energy. And it's on a Tuesday, so Mars is in its own sign in Aries. It's happy there too. So it's giving a lot of willpower to express really your soul's desire. Your heartfelt. It will give you that heartfelt energy. This is just really, really, I've seen all my mistakes. I cannot change the past. I cannot dwell in the past. And I can't live in the future because I'm not there. The future hasn't happened. So all I have is this present me. And this present me, I would like to express myself in a way that people will understand my gifts that I have. And it's very interesting. I was watching an astrologer. He was teaching Samgyepi. The Sadashivam. He used to teach for Astroved, the Astroved University. And he was training some astrologers. And so I was watching a video of him teaching the other day. And he shared something really interesting. He just said that every single human being has planetary alignments, a birth chart. And the chart has, different planets that were seen at the point that you were born. Someone said, well, what about the guy next to me, the kid, you know, the baby that was born next to me at the exact same time it came out? And he said, it doesn't matter. It's like snowflakes. You know, snowflakes, every snowflake is completely different than the other. There's millions. It's snowing right now in Toronto, believe it or not. It's snowing. And so I'm looking out and I'm thinking, yeah, it's like snowflakes. We're all here, unique and so beautiful and so precious. And we're all God's gift to humanity. And we have something to express. Depending on where we are in the world and at some point or another in our lives, doesn't matter if we're sitting on a bus or behind a coffee shop counter or on a plane, traveling, you know, in a doctor's office, in a bank, wherever we are, having a conversation with our friends, family members, colleagues, there's always the opportunity for that ourselves to, our God selves to be expressed through us, our divine uniqueness. So that's why it's important to understand a little bit about astrology. So that's what we're here to do too, is give us a little taste tester by following what happens every week or observing what happens every week. I don't know if everyone follows it, but it's a good idea to just try it out, because these energies are a part of us. We decided we want to have this particular configuration of energies that would be teaching us some lessons. So the karma comes through the planets. And then we can be influenced by those planets. So it's a good idea. You can run your astrological chart through just sharing your birth details when you sign up for Astroved, and then you can go in and see what your chart looks like. And then you can see what major planetary period you're running, and they call it the Mahadasha and then the Subdasha. So there's a main time. So say, for example, you're running a Mars major period, major planetary period. That energy is going to definitely be expressing itself in a very strong way, and it's across the board. Like every culture or astrology, type of astrology, or the mythology about that planet is the same. So no, people across the board, they express Mars as what? Fiery, warlike, a lot of willpower, a lot of like military, aggressive power, warrior type energy. That's across the board, isn't it? No one says, Mars, and then they say, oh, it's so beautiful like Venus. No, it's the total opposite, right? That would just be weird if you said, oh, well, I'm going to be expressing my Mars energy like Venus. That doesn't make sense. But you can sublimate that energy so that you're not going out and clobbering people. Maybe physically, hope not, but maybe in a verbal way or in an energetically, you're just, exuding this excessive power and aggression. And you don't even know you're doing it. So that's why we bring astrology to the forefront. Dr. Pillai brings it to the forefront, so we put it into everyday life. If we are going through a major planetary period of Mars, and we might as well just lock ourselves away, unless you want to just, be in a ring or something, boxing someone for 6 years. So it's better to put that energy towards something that's going to take a lot of energy and a lot of power and strength to go through, determination that you're going to win, because Mars is a winner. It wants to win. But it wants to do it in a shorter period of time, say, versus Saturn, who takes his time. He perseveres, but he takes his time. So Mars energy, if you're going through that period, you're going to be maybe perceive yourself as being pretty aggressive, and then maybe not get able to get along with others because, whoa, what just came in here, So then how to sublimate that energy is that you just can, okay, I see that I'm going to be going through that. Oh, where's my Mars in my chart? Okay, well, it's not in such a bad place. Or, wow, it's in a really a place that there's going to be a lot of fire energy. So put that to good use, And then you do your practices. You get the willpower to sublimate that energy so that you become a peaceful warrior, so that you become a leader in all your works, so that no matter what you're doing, people are going to be, wow, they're not saying too much, but they're really, there's some energy coming through them that I'm trusting that I can follow them. So that's, when the sun is entering Aries and Mars is going to be there, then you're just really going to have a lot of will to express what God, your God's given gifts and talents are. So take note of that and maybe put that as a goal. Do I need to look at my health? And just look at the past year. How many times have I been sick for whatever reasons? And be honest with yourself. Some people say, I'm never sick. And then they do this mental walk down memory lane and they find out they've had 6 colds this year. They've had pneumonia. They've had a fall that they were in, had an injury that was a pain for 3 months. Well, what the heck? That's not a very, you're not going to really be functioning optimally. So take a look at your health. Take a look at what you're doing. Health of the body, the mind. You know, were you in anxiety all year long? How to sublimate that, to let go of that anxiety, because life is all about ups and downs. In fact, no one can escape them. Zero, nobody. Because that's what this whole earth plane is about. It's about the polar opposites. But so what we want to do is we want to come somewhere in the middle, so we don't have to, you know, do too much extreme. So that when we're navigating from a middle ground, then we know we can gather the strength if we need to go through a crisis. We have the strength to go through that. We're not going to, you know, give up and say, oh, why me? This is so awful. And I can't get, you know, anything that I want in my life. But then, as you know, this too shall pass. And it usually does pass. And then you go, oh, my God, I was such a wimp through that. And then don't beat yourself up. But just look at, if you look at life in general, there's going to be critical moments to teach us something. Those critical moments are those crises that we go through. They are to teach us what we have done on our path to prepare us to face those kinds of situations. Are you going to be, you know, freaking out and alone, or are you going to have, you know, cultivated good interpersonal relationships with others, so that you, when you are going through that, you can just reach out for support? Now, some people will say, oh, I've done that in the past, and my family's never there, my friends are never there. I've done so much for so many people, and I don't get it in return. Welcome to your karma. You know, maybe that payment is over now. Okay? As Dr. Pillai has shared over the years, people go to him, I'm doing this mantra, I'm doing that mantra, I'm doing this program, I'm doing this meditation, you told me to do this ritual, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. And nothing is happening, and my life is still falling apart. And people are using me. And I can't get anywhere. I feel used up. Then he says, and as Christ represents as well, it's better to be useful, to be used up, than it is to be useless. What's the point of living the life, right? So you don't want to give up and, you know, think, oh my God, I'm not worth anything. Because then you are saying to God, you made me this precious, unique, individual soul. And I'm dissing you. I'm dissing myself, really. And not allowing that worth, that worthiness to shine forth. And it doesn't matter, you can be, you know, we've heard all the stories of people coming from just dire, dire circumstances. And yet they rose up because they had kept praying. Okay, God, you're just doing this for some reason. I must have just been, I don't know in what lifetime, but okay, that's fine. I accept. I will continue to work. I will continue to persevere. I will continue to do what you want me to express. Maybe for the rest of my life, I'll be an example to others. That's, if that's my dharma, if that's my karma, if that's what needs to be, is most useful, then I will do that. Just as the person who has to work, you know, 100 hours a week, nonstop, to you know, bring some invention on medical science, maybe in business technology. They're driven by the divine. They may not know it, but they're totally focused. Meditation is just about focusing the mind to bring something to the world that has not been expressed. So find out what it is by continuing to do your meditation practices, your prayers, your rituals, your mantras, your meditations, your programs, your courses, because that is going to shape you into more than what it is that you're doing in the robotic mundane life so far. Now, having said that, you can do that with your spiritual practice too. You can become a robot and become, you know, complacent. Keep jolting yourself. Give yourself a new injection, a new practice. That's why Dr. Ply offers all these webcasts. The divine is saying, okay, the people who are following your teachings, they're coming to like a flat line, a plateau. Let's get some new consciousness in there, some new understanding, some new level of divinity flowing through them. So then he creates these opportunities for the webcasts to be made available at these particular times, and one of the times that a webcast is coming up is when the sun transits into Aries, and you can read about that on Ply Center and also on Astrovid, the significance, the importance of it. So we almost have to like give ourselves a jolt and say, come on, wake up now. You know, maybe life was knocking you down, but just come on. That's the past, and let's wake up. Or if you've been going along and you haven't had a breakthrough, then this is the time that you'll feel that within you. We can say all we want to say about these times and what has happened to us or other people in the past, just as it historically has been. But until you, each and every one of us, experiences that awakening from within, it's going to be different for everybody because we all have, you know, different tools and we're shaped a little bit differently in on an individual sense. Mm-hmm. Some of us are slow learners, some of us are fast learners, some of us are somewhere in between. Mm-hmm. And learning not in the sense of having to, you know, do penance. You can just, it can be just in the one experience you get that aha moment. And do you think how long it took you? No, you just go, oh my God, that's it. I've heard this, you know, over and over and over. Or I remember when someone said it way back and I just ignored it and then I carried on with my life. And then in that moment that I got this aha, I thought of that time. So then you do this timeline jump, you know. There's the course, the timeline jumping course is also a really good. So any program that's offered through Ply Center, start it at the sun moving into Aries. Because that energy will make you to want to get the most out of that program and put it into, take that program, all those materials, those teachings, and put them into action in your life. So you're using all that energy and you're deciding this is a good time to do it because it's supporting me to move forward in leaps and bounds and to express myself in a whole new way if I haven't been able to do that to this point. So there's a good webcast coming up. Dr. Ply is going to give a teaching once a year. It happens. And then the other thing that's happening this month is Akshaya Tritiya. And Akshaya means that non-declining or non-depleting or non-diminishing wealth. So it emphasizes that wealth is a consciousness. And when you tap into this day, particular day is the 20th, I believe. Yeah, it falls on a third moon. Tritiya means third moon, third phase of the moon. because there's 15 phases half of the month and then 15 phases on the other half of the month. So waxing and waning cycles of the moon in a month. And so in this particular month, April, Akshaya Tritiya, this year, sometimes it's in May. Some other years it's been in May. This year it's April. So April 20th, Akshaya means to emphasize prosperity, consciousness within us. So you want to create inside your psyche this ability to attract wealth. So you'll find that you maybe, if you're thinking about gold or buying jewelry, gold jewelry, or maybe gold stocks if you're into that, that you'll be compelled to do it. So just if you do it on this particular day, if you wait off a little bit, if you haven't done it already, then, or if you want to buy more, it's always good to have one piece of gold at least within your life, because gold is the universe, it's a divine or universal representation of wealth. So gold is also represented by the divine archetypes, Kubera and Lakshmi. Kubera is the banker of heaven. Lakshmi is the consort of Vishnu, and they both represent this wealth or energy of abundance, and everything that represents happiness on the earth plane is associated with Lakshmi. Vishnu consciousness, particular Lakshmi consciousnesses related to this non-depleting akshaya or non-declining wealth or non-diminishing. So, for example, if your karma is to come, doesn't matter if you have millions and your karma says you're going to have millions, but then you're going to lose it. And you say, oh, I don't believe in that. Well, good luck. It's happened to so many people that I've talked to over the years that they said, you know, I had invested all this great investments. The stock market was going, the real estate market, and I lost everything. Oh, my God. What happened? I didn't believe in any of this. So you know what to do. So it doesn't matter if you have wealth. If the karma is going to come and tell you to just, not pay attention to it, what can you do? So that's why you want to tune in on this day and say, I'm paying attention. One day a year, I will pay attention to keep my wealth from depleting. So even if the karma is going to come and say, I'm taking your wealth away, no, I'm creating a block. We don't know if our karma is going to come in the form of maybe an accident that will take our wealth away too. Or in the form of ill health could take our wealth away too. Or someone dies in the family and then you're expecting to have some of the will and the karma of the family is brutal and they take your wealth. So why not build that consciousness? It's kind of like a protective force field within you and outside of you. When you're inviting Lakshmi and Kubera on this day, you're saying, hey, please protect my wealth from going away through this whole year. And then also that you can read also on Astrovet or Ply Center that day also brings the energy to feel like royalty. And it's not that you put a crown on and do stuff like the Queen does in England. But you have this ability for people to recognize you as and giving you some royal treatment. You know, so you feeling like you've come to a stage in your life where people respect you because of your experience, because of what you contribute to the family, the community, and so on. And then all of a sudden they're treating you like extra special. Why not?
Sucrita?
Enjoy. Yeah? Who's this?
Hi, Sucrita. This is Radha from Monterey.
Hey, Radha. How are you?
Oh, good. I just wanted to chime in there.
Great.
Yeah, because I just was noticing, I think I got affected by the eclipse, like, yesterday. I'm not even sure when it was happening, if it was Friday night, Saturday morning, something like that, on the West Coast. But it was interesting because I don't think I was really that aware of it. You know, I've heard that eclipses can be quite unfavorable. It's not a good time to do really auspicious activities. And I didn't really pay attention to that. And then I took, and everything kind of went sideways in a very sudden way.
Okay.
So I just thought I would mention that because like I, like all of a sudden, like, I took my dogs to the veterinarian and then the bill just became huge. And then the doctor diagnosed like this big problem that's going to cost so many thousands of dollars to fix. And then when that happened, it was also, it had gone into Rahu time.
Oh my God.
And it was, and then I just lost some data on my computer. I was able to get it back today. But it was kind of like, it was interesting because I think in retrospect, like, I think if there's an eclipse, I think I would avoid, you know, doing like doctor's consultations or stuff like that. I don't know. I just thought I'd see what your take on that was.
Oh, totally, Radha. You know, that's why I'm so glad that you're saying that, because when we're not aware, we don't pay attention to, then that it can be a tricky time, and especially the eclipse time, because it's kind of like, well, you know, you're our astrologer here. The eclipse kind of it clouds our ability to see things as they are. And you know, I'm sorry to hear that you had gone through that experience, but then when, as Dr. Pillai says, you know, we look at these kinds of times and that the planets are going to be in alignment with certain energies that can cause, you know, these kinds of things to happen, but then after it happens, don't despair or don't feel like, oh my God, I'm going to be stuck now with that bill or this or that. It was my mistake because I didn't pay attention. Then you can just pray to the divine, and then there will be a way out, because you're sincere. You didn't know. It was so Dr. Pillai says, knowingly or unknowingly, that's fine. You know, as long as you acknowledge, okay, I learned this lesson, but then do I have to suffer the consequence of it? So then to come to that point where you see it and you say, okay, I would never. Now that I've learned that lesson, I won't make important decisions. I won't do anything that's really, really important or costly, could be costly, you know, on any level, finances, energy, you know, your worry of the mind or things like that, or time-wise. Then you will do it on a different time moving forward. And then you'll propitiate during that time. So what to do moving forward from this point? So what has been recommended by Dr. Pillai, and then also I work, as you know, with Hanuman Das through advisory services, and he works closely with Dr. Pillai as well. And what they would say is that, you know, there's always a way to come out of it. So what you can do, you could get a second opinion. Or, for example, if you're working with Hanuman Das like you are, then just, you know, we can be in touch and you can let me know, and then we'll update Hanuman Das about it, and then he can help. Two, look for a better time that you can go and see, maybe get a second opinion, or do something that will clear up that energy, that mistake.
Thanks. Yeah, that really helps. Yeah, it's interesting because I think maybe I'm learning from this experience. It's easy for me just to become, you know, unconscious, not pay attention. But then it really is, life really does work better if I just keep focused on the, you know, more on the now and the what time energies are happening today. So, but I like your point, you know, okay, things went sideways yesterday, but then, you know, here we are in today, and there's always a way where we can, you know, make things better.
Exactly. And what have you experienced, Radha, you know, from all the years that you've been with Dr. Pillai, just for those members who are joining for the first time maybe, or some members who haven't been really following the time shaktis? Dr. Pillai has been sharing this with us for several years now, how the importance of it to, you know, at this time of the year, sun moving into Aries. What can you share about this movement? I mean, you're going to give, I hope that you will give us the the forecast for the sun moving into Aries when it does during the next program here when we come together. But just to give us maybe a preview of what has been your experience over the years following the transit of the sun moving into Aries, and then what you foresee or can give a heads up to people in the next week, what kinds of things to look forward to or what you might feel like.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it just seems like, to me, I've experienced it like a really dynamic time. Like, oh, okay, things are moving. And this hasn't happened every year, but I noticed, like, I got an important job during that month. And I've had this job for quite, it's a job I have now, and it has been a steady job, which is, you know, definitely a blessing. And it did. It came into, you know, like they gave me the offer, and I even started too in that same month. So it was a good time. And then, of course, that hasn't happened every year. But like in 1 year, I did notice I was able to start doing like an exercise program, which improved my health, and that fits right into that energy of that time. Because the sun moving into the first natural house has to do with our health. And the sun is a planet that has a lot to do with our health, because it represents just all the vital energy. So
would you...
go ahead.
No, go ahead, Radha. It's kind of...
Yeah, those are just the things that came to mind right away, that just any type of project or manifestations, definitely... There, you know, there's a potential for leaps forward, and then and also just improving one's health too, and self-esteem, stuff like that.
Right. Now, would you recommend that members get, you know, look into their chart, maybe get a consultation at this time with an astrologer, just to sort of see what it is that is, you know, that they can be focusing on, like more, if they're supposed to be focusing on expressing themselves more in their life. Like you said, getting a new job is like you're expressing yourself in a whole new way, or getting more energy to do a health routine, you know, get some sort of health exercise routine implemented. Would that be helpful for members?
Yeah, definitely. If you're, you know, if you're feeling, someone is feeling inspired to do this astrological consultation, it'd be great, because it's a fresh new beginning of the year. The energy of the year is just getting renewed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's great to just, you know, ride the wave from the very beginning. And also, yeah, that's a good point you bring up, because the effect of sun moving into Aries and getting exalted, it's going to be different for all of us depending on our personal chart, because maybe for someone it's their first, it is their first house of health and of their self, or maybe for someone else it's their eighth house of transformation and obstacles, you know, so that could be giving a very different experience to those two different people.
Right. So, but this is you would say that this is a good time, because it kind of is the start of the new you for the next 12 months as the sun naturally moves through the zodiac. So,
yeah, definitely. Because I just contrast it to how do I feel, you know, when in the month when the sun is moving into Aries, versus how do I feel like on January 1st when we start a new calendar year. January 1st, I mean, there's a lot of talk and newspaper articles and, you know, online articles about New Year's resolutions, but I don't know. It doesn't feel, to me, it hasn't really felt like a transformational time. I see more people are like making a New Year's resolution, and then they kind of fall back on it. You know, like they don't realize it right then. Like, oh, I'm just going to start the exercise program, and then they just kind of, it falls by the wayside. I think, yeah, have you noticed that too?
Absolutely. I know it in myself.
Yeah, because the energy of January 1st, it's not, I mean, the sun isn't really giving the energy necessarily for jump-starting our goals, but that is exactly the energy that's available, you know, starting April 14th.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's kind of curious. So people who have not been following the sun transiting naturally through the first, second, and so on, starting in April, mid-April, just try it out for a year and see how you feel when you're in alignment with the sun's energy. The sun represents our soul. So when we're in alignment with that which wants to be expressed during those 30 days and then the next 30 days and the next and the next and the next, you can see, oh, I feel like I'm not going against the grain or swimming upstream or swimming sideways, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so this is a great time to, you know, start, maybe even this week, start like a vision board. Because I know you've talked about that in the calls here, and that's a fun, you know, way of getting pictures of what you want to manifest for the coming year and then putting it on a, you know, a bulletin board or a poster or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And add to it, too, as you go along, right? As you learn more about, because sometimes we don't even know what we want. You know, we don't even know what we what is possible until we start something. Like you say, you start into a health, you know, an exercise program. You don't even know what that looks like until you take the steps, and then you say, oh, now I'm starting to learn more about this. So you add that to your vision board. And then, you know, if you want to have a new look, springtime is always a great time to get a new haircut and just go to someone different or go to your stylist and say, I just want a whole new look. And trust in that it's going to be a good time for you to do that, you know, or a new wardrobe or something like that. Or maybe pieces of a wardrobe. You don't have to throw everything out and start fresh. That can be costly. But just thinking of those simple ways that will help you to see yourself differently. And then, of course, other people will say, what knowing you or not knowing you, they will see that energy being expressed. The sun coming through Aries will want to say, hey, look at me. Not in a way that's you know, needing attention, but it's in a way that you want to bring to others' attention something about yourself that needs to be expressed. And, you know, changing our clothes, changing our hair, changing, you know, makeup, something like that, or, you know, the car you drive or the way you do your work, maybe change the way you interact with others. Right, so it's a really good time to look into those kinds of things that will illuminate. You'll be shining. You'll be like a star in your own life, and it can be a little dimmer star than the big stars, say the Hollywood stars and the celebrity stars, like Dr. Pillai says. Celebrities are stars because they have, in their charts, they have this star quality, this energy, this light, this from the planets coming and aligning. So all the stars are aligning, all the planets are pouring a tremendous amount of spotlight on them. So that's, they naturally glow. And we are, they're saying we get starstruck if we ever come across a celebrity or a movie star or something like that. Or someone very important, a leader. We're just starstruck because why? They look the same. They're dressed as maybe everyone else, but there's just something that comes through them because they're in alignment with, they're living their life. So if we can find out more and more about what it is that we want to, what's it naturally for us to be expressing in our lives at this point in time, then we'll be that much more happy and more fulfilled, and we won't be frustrated, or we won't be like feeling like, oh, I'm never going to get anywhere or whatever. Because that, again, is, we have to think of it as, if we're all like snowflakes and each and every one is so different, and we're all divine, trying to express ourselves, the divinity that has been given to us, then we have to take inventory of where we are. And once a year, if you can do it, like you said, Radha, do it at the time that we're in natural alignment, because I too feel, and many people feel, January, they get a kind of like a artificial kickstart at the end of the year. You know, it's like, maybe it's, okay, set the goals so that you can push through towards the end, you know, the next couple of months until the sun transits. I don't know, maybe it's something like that, but I definitely don't feel so inspired January 1st to set my goals and to follow through with them. But when it comes to this month, it's almost like I'm on fire and I can't even hold back. You know, it's just like, get going, get doing something. You know, be something different.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time to take action.
Take action. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking forward, Radha, for you to share with everyone here the sun entering Aries. And I guess, would we be doing that next Sunday? Do you want to do that, or the following?
Maybe next Sunday, because that'll be the 12th, and then on the 14th, the sun will be transiting. So then we're getting a jump on the year.
Great. Might as well do a little timeline jump, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if it works for you, you know, you've been so gracious to volunteer and do this wonderful service that everyone writes in and they say, I just love this forecast, because it sets my focus for that month of what I need to put my attention to, and then what I can do practically in everyday life. And the tips that you share with everyone are really helpful. So that would be great if we can do it next week.
Great. Yeah, I'd love to. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. Is there anything else that you wanted to share, Radha?
No, that's it. Just wanted to check in briefly, and it's just good to be here.
Awesome.
And, yeah, I hope everyone has a great week.
Hey, did you celebrate Easter this year, by the way?
Actually, not too much. I felt a little bit knocked out of balance by yesterday, so I'm just kind of getting stuff in order today and, you know, getting stuff done at home. But I did feel a lot of energy on Good Friday.
Yeah.
And that was a great time. I had a nice meditation of Dr. Pillai's meditations. And so that felt like a really spiritual day. So that was lovely.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting, because as we go through year to year and we celebrate these different times of the year, we can see that, okay, we don't have to feel obligated to do anything but to tune in to our natural selves. So a lot of people say, oh, you know, I got to go visit family and there's just going to be this or that and I'm just not going to enjoy it, or I better go and just better put my game face on. Or some people go and they go, oh, I was completely blown away. It was a wonderful holiday. So that just tells us that each year that goes by and each of these holidays or power times, if you're looking into it in the more spiritual perspective of how to transform ourselves, just trust that you're going to be naturally in alignment with whatever lesson that needs to be shown. And so some people were saying, I know I feel so bad that I didn't go and I'm not going to spend time with my extended family for Easter. What do I do in that? What do I do about that? How do I stop myself from feeling bad or good or whatever? And like you said, then you just can use this time to meditate and pray and, you know, pray for people at a distance and, you know, can connect with them if you want to. I mean, there's Skype, there's FaceTime, there's all kinds of things that you can tune into, or phone calls, you know, just to say hello, to acknowledge, or you don't, you send a card. Just the idea of being on the spiritual path and being in life, really, is about allowing things to happen, but be detached from it. And then just trust, okay, if it didn't work out, then what's the lesson in it for me? And then how do I need to make the good use of this time? Because 24 hours, that's a long time to be lamenting or what could have been, should have been, has been, blah, blah, blah. So you can do that for some time, as Dr. Pillai says. That's okay. You have to feel your feelings. But then don't get too caught up in it going one way or another. And then cultivating that, as you said, you just get things reorganized, recalibrate, rebalance yourself, set, press the restart button or the reset button, you know, and just go again. You know, it's interesting. We have, I don't know how, what you guys have in the rest of the world, but in Canada they have this this cable company on for the TV, where if you miss your favorite show, you can just reset it. I said, oh my God, wouldn't that be cool if life was like that? I missed that part of my life, so I'll just reset it and live it. And why not, right? So it's just a matter of consciousness. And sometimes the divine, like Dr. Pillai says, he will say, be happy when you get the call, or be happy when you get the invitation, and be happy when you don't get it. When you don't get the call, or don't get the invitation, or don't go to the thing, because there's something in it. And you'll only see afterwards. Some people might see, oh, you know, they might have that foresight or that intuition that's strong and says, okay, don't do this or do that. And then you just know, okay, wherever you go, whatever you do, there's going to, if we've come into the point where we've made a mistake or we've learned a really hard lesson and we don't want to endure through it, then that's where we can go into meditation, because meditation flushes out what? It flushes out time. It washes away the concept of time. And then when we're doing the meditation, what are we doing? We're dropping thoughts. We're not paying attention to thoughts. And making the, and then taking action and making them to manifest, because we're in meditation. When we're in meditation, we de-energize thoughts that are going to be destructive or harming or creating blocks or keeping us stuck. And then we can also at the same time get divine thoughts, divine inspiration. Inspiration means the spirit comes within. You know, that's the whole theme around Easter, right? Is that we can be reborn and then have that connection to spirit, connection to the light body that has no pain, no suffering. You can be in this world, but you're not experiencing the drag of it. You can express yourself fully, in, you know, with your higher self, your God self. You and that are one. You are that, that is you. So this meditation that we did today, I'm understanding why I just came out of nowhere and wanted to do that, is because we want to focus our attention on the different parts of the brain and then re-energize, revitalize, give it a restart, and then cleanse it with the highest consciousness that activates each part of the brain. And then that is the unit that we can, you know, sort of pump that spiritual muscle just like we would pump our muscles in our arms or legs when we're doing exercise, or our heart when we're doing some cardio, walking or running or whatever, riding a bike, or going to the gym and pumping, whatever. We have to keep working at it so that it doesn't, you know, so it's, we maintain optimal health. of the muscles, the bones, the blood vessels, the nerves, all the rest of the stuff, connective tissue. So we have greater posture, we have more energy, blah, blah, blah. But so we do that to our brain when we do our meditations, because that is the unit that will cleanse the worry, the anxiety, the thoughts that are bombarding us, and then that can prevent us from thinking clearly about what it is that we can do when we're faced with a challenge, or someone is arguing with us, or you know, we go into a place and the energy is really yucky, and then we feel totally drained. What do? We go into a meditation. And then if you haven't been able to meditate on a regular basis, do it during these times, these power times, because these times will be like a super wash, right? Not super wash. What is that? The power washer, you know, where you get the big power wash gun thing. And it just, you know, cleanses. Or you can think of it as a vacuum cleaner, sucking out all the negativity, or whatever it is, whatever metaphor works for you, or the wind blowing, you know, maybe that's nicer for some people. Some people like it to be explosive, you know, it's blow up my head. I just want these terrible thoughts to go away and it to be gone, right? And then me to just have clarity that way. Whatever works for you. Depends on your planet, I guess. It's saying, hey, you want to blow up or just be all lovely like the Venus energy, or the sun burning it away, or purifying it, you know. So it's really, really key to this week ahead is to, you know, maybe continue to do this meditation. As Dr. Pillai says, that I'm giving you these meditations in different programs over the years because it's something to always fall back on, so to speak. Or it can be just wherever you started. If you're starting just exactly today, this is why you've come to get this particular teaching. And so then you put it into practice, and then you might have other practices that you're going to be doing. And then Dr. Pillai says, okay, this is the next best practice. This is the practice of this moment. And then you go, but you just said last week was this was the best practice. Well, it was in that moment. And if it resonates with you and you want to continue to use those teachings, like the teachings of Rama, right? We just celebrated Rama's birthday, and then there was a Defeat the Image webcast that he had given tremendous teaching in that. Those two webcasts back-to-back were very powerful teachings that we can use for the next coming weeks so that we build this spiritual muscle, this brain of ours, and make it into a more divine, in alignment with the divine part aspect of ourselves. Then by the time the sun transits into Aries, you are really expressing a new you. You have defeated the old way of being in the sea of consciousness. It hasn't been so difficult because Pisces is a sign that you don't feel so stuck. The fish are swimming. They don't have feet, so they're not stuck in anything. They just can float through the sea. So if you've been feeling emotional, that's also associated with Pisces. You feel everything. Right? So that's okay. You can feel things. You can be empathetic. You can be understanding, but then you don't have to take it on like as it fits your own story. You can note it, express it, you know, take action and maybe do some charitable things. But then you don't have to go and make it a part of your story or your life. And then by the time sun moves into Aries, you're saying, okay, now it's all about me. Because it has to be. If we don't take care of ourselves, first and foremost, how will we be able to do anything for other people? Now, it doesn't mean you'll be selfish for the whole year after year after year after year, and then in 10 years, okay, fine, now I can help people. No, then nobody will be wanting your help. Right? So it's not, I don't think it's possible anyways. I don't, unless you lock yourself in a cave or something, but then you would still have to depend on people somewhat. So you'll be interacting with others. You might lock yourself away from some people in your lives that maybe your karma is finished and it's just residual. That's okay. You know, we have to respect. We don't have to do anything. Just sharing. If we can see that we can look at every human being and just know that that is a unique expression of the divine. And it's showing something about ourselves. If we get triggered by that person, it's something in us that has not been resolved yet. So you say thank you. Just as when someone spit on the Buddha and hit him. And the devotee, the prime devotee, the number one devotee of the Buddha was like burning up. He was couldn't take action because in Buddhism you don't, the practice of ahimsa, you know, you don't get mad. So finally this happened, the guy's yelling at the Buddha and the Buddha's just, you know, blessing the guy and then the guy goes away. He's mad at him and everything. He goes away and then the disciple says, Buddha, oh my God, I don't understand how you could let that to happen. He goes, I'm glad that he came because that was a karma that we had to complete. And now it's completed. And now there will be a new way of being. So the guy comes back to the Buddha. He's crying his head off. He's, you know, bowing to his feet. Please forgive me. Please forgive me. I was so stupid. I didn't, you know. And then the Buddha said, that's okay. He's totally infinitely compassionate because he's totally connected to the divine. He knows that this moment too shall pass and has some meaning. The Buddha didn't believe in anything, but he believed in karma. Because whatever action or that is preceded by a thought. So that's why you do your meditations, do the mantras. The mantras protect your brain. The mantras protect your body. So if you're doing the mantra out of trying to get something, which is true, we all do it, come on, you know. We want to get wealth, Shri Mrazi. But then you understand that the mantra also protects you, creates a protective force field around you, and you are so grateful and respectful to that. So you don't get mad at it. And even if you do, like Radha said, I shouldn't have done anything on the eclipse, or I should have been more aware or alert. That's fine. Okay? At least we learn. And we don't beat ourselves up for some more days or months or maybe the whole year until the next time around. Suffer on any level, financial, mental, spiritual, physical, whatever. Then we just say, okay, divine, I made the mistake. Now, please help me to correct it. That was some karma that needed to play out, but do I have to continue to get beat up? So the moment you let go, just as the Buddha let go of the guy who was yelling and screaming, he said, okay. Then when he exhausted his anger and whatever, frustration, which only took a couple of minutes, he was able to be free, let go. The Buddha didn't say, hey, stick around, let's talk about this. He just said, okay, my son, go off. Then he came back. And then the righteous thing happened. So if you're in a situation where you feel like, ah, this month has just been something, then the sun is representing the soul. It's teaching us. Okay, pay attention to what's going on. But most importantly, in this next week until the 14th, so let's just say a week and a bit, really immerse yourself into your spiritual practice or in some mantra practice. And the practice, if Dr. Pillai has given us a teaching, it's of the now. And that will create a force field around you. Protect your brain, protect your body, protect it the way you think, because your thought will lead to an action. And you can't yell at the guru or yell at the spiritual master, hey, this didn't work, because they can't take you by the hand and say, hey, you know, I'm going to do your karma for you. You won't ever learn. We won't ever learn. Because it will be like a mother who says, I'm going to cook, I'm going to clean, I'm going to do everything for you, and then you go and you get married, and whether you're married, you know, female, male, there's different roles you play. And if you don't know how to cook or clean or take care of yourself, then you're going to run into some troubles, right, down the road. And then that person will be like, what, didn't your mother teach you? Some of us didn't have a mother. Some of us didn't have a father role model. So then how do we learn to take care of ourselves? We know. The divine is always guiding us. And one way or another, learning it the hard way or the easy way, we're going to have to learn it. And if we can't do it ourselves, then there's going to be an opportunity for you to continue and then help get other people to help you out. But chances are you'll be doing something else for the greater good. That should free you up. And maybe not in this lifetime, that's fine, but maybe in another lifetime. But who cares about all that? Because it's all about you. So whatever anyone else is doing, it doesn't matter. That's their full expression of what they need to do. And we can note it. We can pick up some good tips of what to do or what not to do, maybe. But using the meditations, the mantras, that will give you clarity. It will create this restart effect. Even if you found yourself in a situation where you go, "Doh, I did it again," you know, or I shoulda, woulda, coulda, you know. Okay, finish. No lamenting in it, because that will create more congested thinking, more congested energy, and then you'll feel stuck. It will be a reality. So, as Dr. Pillai says, we don't want to freeze our reality. So, cleansing the brain, cleansing the body, cleansing the mind at the spiritual level will also help us to take the steps to do it in our lives. So cleaning up our health, cleaning up our appearance, cleaning up our surroundings. And you don't have to go out and spend hundreds or thousands or whatever on it. If you want to, that's fine. There'll be a karma attached to that too. Maybe a big credit card bill. You don't want to do that. So you can just go on the internet and see what you can do with what you've got, because that's what this is all about in the life, isn't it? The divine is always teaching. What are you going to do now in this situation? Well, you look at your resources and you become resourceful. You see the fullness of your resources around you, and then you govern yourself accordingly. If you can reach out for support, you reach out for support. If you can get, a better perspective on things, then you do that. Because no one, doesn't matter how evolved you are or devolved you think you are, everyone has the divine right in every single moment to express themselves in a way that, okay, I've learned. I don't need to repeat. I don't need to feel this way. I just need the divine to enter. And I will keep calling on the divine until I have exhausted myself. Meaning, I've stopped struggling. I'm present to this moment. And something always happens. And that's what Dr. Pillai is teaching us, is just be totally expressing your connection to your higher self, whether it's just visualizing your shashamna, visualizing the brain lighting up, adding some mantras, going into a long extended meditation practice, being grateful that you can take a time out from the world. I was so happy on Good Friday. The office was quiet, and I could just do a long extended meditation, which was so needed because I had been working some late nights and early mornings, just crazy shifts. And people were who were coming were swimming around in a sea of emotional turmoil. And so I was really impacted by that, and I was like saying, oh God, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And then came Good Friday, and it was awesome. I woke up very early and then just was able to do a very long, extended immersing myself in a meditation practice. And I came out of it thanking God, thanking Dr. Pillai for giving me this practice that would totally rinse and cleanse me. I didn't have to think too much. I just had to follow the guided meditation or the mantra practice for a couple of hours and immerse myself into it. And just know that whatever I was feeling was going to be leaving me in those couple of hours. You know, doing my tarpanam, really praying to the ancestors, you know, with full attention. And doing the putting the vibhuti. The practice of putting the vibhuti, the sacred ashes, is really powerful. We forget about it. We get this vibhuti, the sacred powder, from, you know, doing different offerings through Ashaveda or Pillai Center. And we accumulate it in a bowl. It's two separate bowls. One is the grayish, whitish powder. One's the reddish powder. And we forget what it's all about. It means to the white powder to me, wipe out everything up until this point. Wipe out your confusion, your frustration, your karma, and put love. The vibhuti is love, unconditional divine love, not human love, divine love, unconditional support, and it will wipe out all that turmoil up until that point. And then you take the red and you put it in the third eye, the spot between the two eyebrows, that area that activates the pituitary gland. Then you can just think, okay, I need to manifest a better reality. And that's the target that I'm going to set my goal to reach that target. As I come out of this meditation, that's the focus. So the sacred powder has been energized in some ritual or service that you've done. So every time you do your practice, you can do it. Or if you're at home all day and you're not going to be out and about, put it on. Especially if you're going down the road of God knows what, you know, down the rabbit hole. And you're just, you don't know which turn or where it's going to take you in your mind. Just stop it. You don't have to be a scared bunny. You can be an Easter bunny. Just be enjoying the light. Right? So that is a really good practice to do. And the lime rolling and the coconut rolling. Those are really powerful. So this is a, you know, these are what people have been sharing with me over this past few weeks as the sun has been going through Pisces, is that they're feeling very emotional and upheaval, and that they're thinking about past mistakes and that's gripping them. And I say, keep doing your practice. This too shall pass. By the time the sun transits into Aries, you'll be fired up. You'll forget about it. Move on. And that's what we want to do as mature and evolving people, whether we're spiritual or not. Everybody's spiritual. But whether you are acknowledging it or not, just by sheer experiences that you've had in life or amount of years that you've lived in your lifetime, you've expressed your soul to some extent or another, and then you have wisdom. And when you are wise in your thinking and you know, okay, here's where I screwed up. Here's where I can, you know, do things to rectify. I may not change it, the whole story, because it's taken me this long to figure that out, that I can't all at once. Or if I do all at once, it will be totally divine. It will be because the divine said, okay, enough. It's your time now. That's how you can suddenly become, go live a life of rags to riches. A nobody to a somebody, as Dr. Pillai says. You come to the guru to kill, to crush, to destroy your ego. You don't come to a guru or teacher for any other reason. Because your ego says, I need to suffer, and I'm going to just stand here and jump up and down and scream. The master just goes, okay, bless you, go away, come back. And then you realize, oh my God, okay, and now I'm listening. Thanks for taking that which was harming me away. Right? Okay. No one's interrupting me. Is there anything that anyone wants to share, have a question about? Any of the programs or the services? Or you even have an experience that you wanted to share about your own practice or maybe something that happened in your life that can inspire others. All right. Well, then we've come to the end of our program. It's been a pleasure to meet with everyone here and participate in a meditation practice to revitalize and refresh, restart the thinking, the unit that we use for thinking, the brain, that tells the rest of the body what to do anyways, and then wash away everything that's no longer useful in our lives, and then just give us a new understanding of who it is that we want to express ourselves to be in our lives, and then continuing on with our meditation practices, our mantra practices, participating in rituals and services that you feel compelled to do. And then if you still are a little bit, maybe unwavering, or maybe it's too overwhelming, all the different programs and things like that, send me an email, Sucharita at Palai Center, and we'll set up a call together. I've been doing that over the years, but lately more so. So it's going to be a service that we'll put on Palai Center where you can have a one-to-one coaching. And we'll look at your issues that you want to have some clarity around and get some support through Palai Center or Asravet in a more focused way, so that you're not, just trying things out and hoping for the best. So that's been helpful for people to get a one-to-one, and then I can help to guide them to choose something that is going to be practical for them, time-wise, energy-wise, and monetarily, so that it works within your budget too. And then to give that extra support, maybe a better understanding of why it is that you're doing what you're doing versus just scrambling and choosing because, oh my God, I better do this, otherwise, I'm going to miss and all the rest, and then you're in anxiety. That's not a good way to be. So if that's something that you want to do, send an email to sucharita@palaicenter.com and I'll be happy to set something up with you. In the meantime, have an amazing rest of your weekend and your meditation this week, because the following week is going to be, and the month ahead, the 30 days after the 14th, you're just going to be hitting the ground running like you have a fire started under your feet. That you got to keep going because there's so much to do. So thanks for joining everyone, and thanks so much, Radha, for sharing too about your experiences. And then we look forward to you sharing the astrological forecast coming up next Sunday on the call, Sundays with Sucharita, and then people can see also on the blog your lovely write-ups. They're so informative and also give really practical tips on what it is that we can do to focus on getting the most out of that sun transit. So thanks again for joining if you're still here.
Thanks, Sucharita.
Thanks, Radha.
And we'll look forward to talking to everyone next week.
Oh, thanks so much for doing that, Radha. So we are too. All right. Take care, everyone. God bless, and we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.